15-Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high-energy 15-minute episode on the Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. This is Daniel, your host, and we are at the 15-Minute Monday. Today, we're going to keep it short and punchy. And the episode is called Mastering the Art of Staying Calm in the Face of Fury. So I want to welcome you back here. I'm glad you're tuning in again. And this is your one-stop shop for navigating life and business trickiest situations with grace and composure. Today, I want to talk to you about the often volatile world of human interaction, specifically when those interactions take the turn for the worse. And you know, I've been there, you've been there. Faced with someone whose anger threatens to engulf the room, that is sometimes frightening. So how do we keep our cool when others lose theirs? I want you to buckle up because we're going to talk about a couple of points and strategies how you can stay calm in the face of fury. So let's get right into it. The pause that refreshes. Why taking a breath is your secret weapon. Because we often jump to conclusions or react impulsively when faced with someone's anger. Instead, I want you to imagine hitting the pause button. Take a deep breath, literally and figuratively. This small act creates space for several reasons. Prevents impulsive reactions. In the heat of the moment, our emotions can cloud our judgment. And taking a breath allows us to calm our first fight or flight response and approach the situation rationally, preventing us from saying or doing something we might regret later. It allows us for clearer thinking. When we're flooded with emotion, it's difficult to think clearly and assess the situation accurately. A deep breath helps to calm the amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for processing emotions, allowing us to think more logically and strategically. And it gives the other person a chance to cool down. Just like us, the other person might also be feeling overwhelmed with emotions. Taking a breath gives them the moment to de-escalate as well, creating a more conducive environment for productive communication. So follow that. It is really helpful. Then, next one, embracing our differences. The power of finding common ground. Not everyone will see eye to eye with you. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be that way. Choose your battles wisely and learn to agree to disagree sometimes. Remember, you can connect and even appreciate someone you don't fully agree with. That's possible. When you focus on common ground and respect diverse perspectives, you'll experience several benefits. I want to share a couple with you. Reduces conflict and tension. You know when you acknowledge and respect differences, it fosters a sense of understanding and acceptance. This reduces the likelihood of conflict escalating and creates a more peaceful and harmonious environment. And it's much easier to talk under such circumstances, especially when the talks are difficult. It expands your worldview. By engaging with people who hold different viewpoints, you expose yourself to new ideas and perspectives. This broadens your understanding of the world and helps you develop a more well-rounded perspective. And it strengthens your relationships in general. When you can appreciate and celebrate differences instead of letting them divide you, it strengthens your relationships with others. This will foster mutual respect, trust, and connection with the people that you deal with. And people around you, at work, wherever. Make the effort to step into their shoes, the unexpected path to compassion. The word compassion means to suffer with. When you try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't condone their behavior, you offer them space to regroup without adding pressure. We never truly know what someone else is going through. By approaching them with compassion, you set the stage for several positive outcomes. It disarms anger and defensiveness. When we feel understood and validated, our need to be defensive or lash out diminishes. Demonstrating compassion shows the other person that you're on their side, even if you disagree with their actions, which can help to de-escalate the situation. It promotes empathy and connection. Stepping into someone else's shoes allows you to see the world from their perspective and understand their motivations. This fosters empathy and connection, and that will pave the way for a more productive and respectful dialogue. It breaks the cycle of negativity. When we respond to anger with anger, it creates a vicious cycle that can be difficult to break. By choosing compassion, you disrupt this cycle and create an opportunity for healing and understanding. And on such ground, you can have fantastic conversations, even if they are difficult. Find your grace under pressure, extending kindness even when it's hard. Everyone gets upset sometimes. Remind yourself of your shared humanity and choose to see the bigger picture. When you catch yourself judging, add "just like me sometimes" to the end of the sentence. This simple exercise fosters empathy and encourages you to let go of the need to retaliate. Remember, taking the high road and extending grace can have a powerful ripple effect, offering you multiple benefits. It reduces stress and promotes well-being. Holding on to anger and resentment is detrimental to our mental health and our physical health. Choosing forgiveness and kindness, even when it's difficult, reduces stress and promotes a feeling of peace and well-being. Inspires others to be kind. Kindness is contagious. When you extend kindness to someone, even when they are acting poorly, it sets a positive example and inspires them to act with more kindness in the future. This creates a ripple effect of positivity that can spread throughout your community. Strengthen your self-worth. Choosing kindness over anger demonstrates your inner strength and self-worth. It shows that you are not defined by the actions of others and that you have the power to choose how you respond to challenging situations. And that will give you your own power back. And it will empower others at the same time. And that, for me, sounds wonderful. Don't take it personally. Why detaching is your superpower. If you take everything personally, you'll be constantly on the edge. Most often, someone's anger isn't a reflection of you, but a reflection of their own internal struggles. You can't control your behavior, but you can control how you choose to respond. Detach yourself from the negativity and choose to remain calm, addressing the situation from a place of inner peace. This detachment offers multiple advantages to you, and you can foster them and you can nurture yourself with them. It protects your mental health. When you take things personally, it allows the negativity of others to impact your own emotional state. Detaching yourself from negativity protects your mental health and emotional well-being. It empowers you to respond thoughtfully. When you're not caught up in the emotional whirlwind, you can approach the situation with a clear head. This empowers you to respond thoughtfully and strategically rather than reacting impulsively. It maintains healthy boundaries. Detaching from negativity doesn't mean being indifferent. It simply means setting healthy boundaries and not allowing the actions of others to dictate your emotions or your behavior. And that is powerful. The power of silence, an important one. When words fail, let quiet speak volumes. Sometimes the best response is no response at all. Before you say something you might regret, take a breath and choose silence. In the heat of the moment, silence can be more powerful than any outburst, and that will help you in multiple ways. It de-escalates the situation. When you respond with anger or defensiveness, it can further fuel the flames of conflict. Choosing silence allows the other person to calm down and can help to de-escalate the situation before it gets out of hand. It gives you time to gather your thoughts. When emotions are running high, it's easy to say something we don't mean. Taking a moment of silence gives you time to gather your thoughts and choose your words carefully, and therefore ensuring you communicate effectively and avoid saying anything hurtful or inflammatory. Commands respect and conveys strength. In a world where people often feel the need to fill every silence with words, choosing silence can be a powerful statement, and it demonstrates self-control, maturity, and a level of inner strength that can command respect from the people around you and the other person that you are engaged with in communication. It is a powerful tool, so never forget the power of silence. Cultivating the calm, starting your day the mindful way. How you start your day sets the tone for the rest of it. Trust me, it is spot on. Avoid the instant stress of checking emails or social media first thing in the morning. Instead, create a morning ritual that fosters peace and focus. Take a few deep breaths, stretch, meditate, or simply sit in stillness. By starting your day mindfully, you'll experience several benefits that will help you throughout the day. It will reduce stress and anxiety throughout the day. When you begin your day with a sense of calm and focus, it sets the stage for a more peaceful and productive day. You will be better equipped to handle challenges and navigate stressful situations that may arise throughout the day. Remember what I always talk about? Pre-meditating your day. It improves your overall well-being. Mindfulness practices like meditation and deep breathing have been shown to have numerous benefits for mental and physical health, including reducing stress, improving your sleep quality, and boosting the immune system. It increases your emotional intelligence. By starting your day with mindfulness, you cultivate a greater awareness of your thoughts and emotions. This increased self-awareness is essential for developing emotional intelligence, which allows you to manage your emotions effectively and navigate challenging situations skillfully. And that's powerful, guys. Listen to all this magic. I mean, if you can take half of this on, how will your life change? But most people never do it. They're not aware of it. They don't take action. That's why I coach. This is why I help people to practice these things on a daily basis and implement them long term. The changes in your life will be dramatic. Healthy coping mechanisms, replacing bad habits with lasting solutions. When faced with stress, we often reach for unhealthy coping mechanisms like unhealthy foods, alcohol, or excessive screen time. These short-term solutions, unfortunately, do little to address the root cause of the issue and can even exacerbate our problems that we have. We have to identify our current coping mechanisms and replace them with healthy alternatives. Take a walk in nature, listen to calm music, or talk to a trusted friend. Choose activities that promote long-term well-being and emotional resilience. This will help you in multiple ways. It will improve your physical health. Engaging in healthy activities like exercise and spending time in nature improves your physical health by reducing stress hormones, lowering blood pressure, and boosting your immune system. Enhance your emotional well-being. Healthy coping mechanisms like journaling, spending time with loved ones, and practicing gratitude can help you manage stress, improve your mood, and increase your overall sense of well-being. It empowers you to handle challenges effectively. When you have the toolbox of healthy coping mechanisms at your disposal, you're better equipped to handle challenges and navigate stressful situations in a healthy and productive way. And focus on the good. Cultivating gratitude and spreading positivity. Surrounding yourself with negativity can easily pull you down. Instead, choose to focus on the good. Reflect on the positive aspects of your day, no matter how small they might seem. Practice gratitude and acknowledge the things you're fortunate to have. The shift in perspective fosters optimism and empowers you to approach the world with kindness, leading to several positive outcomes that will help you throughout your career, your personal life, it doesn't matter. It increases happiness and well-being. Gratitude has been shown to have a significant impact on happiness and well-being. By focusing on the good in your life, you cultivate a more positive outlook and experience greater feelings of joy and contentment. It reduces stress and anxiety. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can help to reduce stress and anxiety. When you shift your focus away from negativity, you give your mind a break and allow yourself to feel calmer and more centered. This will create a ripple effect of positivity that can make the world a better place for everyone. I want you to remember, staying calm in the face of anger is a skill that takes practice. By incorporating these points and strategies that I've given you here in your daily life, you will be so equipped to navigate challenging situations with grace and composure. So, the next time you encounter someone who's fuming, take a deep breath. Remember these tips and choose to stay calm. And that was it from my side. I really just wanted to share these couple of points with you. I hope you enjoy it. Take a look and listen carefully. Take a piece of paper, write it down, make some notes and implement it in your daily life. And you know, as always, please reach out if you want help, if you need coaching. I will help you to become a better leader, a better person, a better partner. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm here for. So reach out on social media. My contact details are in the podcast description. I always have something exciting for you to offer, and I can help you with many things that will change your life forever. Trust me, I'm passionate about these things. I'm passionate about you, and I will make a difference in your life. And then there's one more thing that I really want to share with you. I got a powerful program. It's called the Growth Grid. It's a 90-day commitment action plan. It includes a couple of personalized coaching sessions. emotional intelligence assessment. We do a life assessment in general, career assessment, and we work on resilience, emotional intelligence, and a lot of other things. This 90-day plan goes at your pace. You can do the things in between, and then we meet for coaching sessions. There's a whole lot of things that I do with you, tools that I give you. You get a workbook that you can keep. It's an ebook, and I promise you, if you follow this program, your life will change forever. I give you a guarantee for that. You will be better off in your personal life, your relationships, in your friendships, and with work. And if you're looking for the next career push, this is also for you. This is a powerful program, and when you commit to it, it will change everything. Nothing in your life will be the same afterwards. If you want to know more, head over to my webpage. I got it in the podcast description. And there, under latest programs, you'll find a course outline and some more information about it. I would be pleased to see you on the Growth Grid. I only have 6 spots available. So go over there, make your decision, take action, change your life forever right now. That was Daniel, your host on the Success Blueprint. I hope you have a fantastic week. Take care.